Hey, good morning. Buenos días. Ohayo gozaimasu and guten morgen. Hey, I actually have been a bit hesitant about doing this podcast specifically. Great, you got the printer going. Oh my goodness. Eesh, what a duck. Anyways, that's fine. I don't care. That's okay. So I did a previous podcast where it's basically addressing not even actually, you know what, it's not even addressing Gina Carano, Disney or whatever. To be honest, I mostly just wanted to pretty much base my opinion on Disney just because I definitely had conflicts with it when I was growing up, and in the most recent 5 to 6 years I've, you know, been adapting, changing, evolutionizing my thought process. Really? You can't wait to do that? Oh my goodness. Anyways, fucking jerk. Can you stop? Just wait, please. Oh my goodness. Just
Doing
do your
anything.
practice afterwards. Do your practice afterwards. It picks it up very easily.
Really?
Angie, yes, really. Oh my goodness. You fucking okay, I guess this turned into an ASMR podcast. No, let's get the crinkle up closer. Okay, get out of here. Freaking idiot. Anyways, so it's pretty early in the morning. Specifically, it's basically 5 a.m. in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, whatever you want to call it. Anyways, so I've been really hesitant on just uploading the podcast because I've never been the kind of person to follow trends or follow, like, just what's another word for trends? Anyways, I'm not normally a person to follow the herd, basically.
You're not a sheep.
I definitely, yeah, I highly don't consider myself a sheep, and it's not like I intended to follow a certain category
You wanna
of
know something that's funny though? You say you're not a sheep, but you're a sheep by not saying that you're a sheep.
I understand. I understand the contradiction. I that already went through my head.
I
That's why I
know.
didn't even mention it.
No, I just thought
But
it was funny.
I know. Yes. Yeah. It is funny to an extent. But anyways, I just so first of all, I felt like that last podcast. I'm still gonna upload it regardless, just so I can kind of just have a mistake or an error uploaded. That way, it's just a good reference for myself. You're really playing your TikTok videos? Are you kidding me?
It's not even that loud.
Are you Angie? It's directional, so right now it's like if whatever you say or do, it's gonna pick it up very, very easily, you monkey. Anyways, so I've just been very hesitant of actually doing this podcast and uploading it because I felt like after listening through it, and you know, I definitely do make an try to make an effort to listen through the podcast after I've recorded them, just to, you know, see what it is. You know, again, I want it to be as raw as possible. There are sometimes if somebody requests to have some little part deleted, I'll delete it for them usually, but otherwise, I'll usually leave it as raw as it can be. And whenever I upload to iTunes podcast and Chrome Castbox. I always want to call it Chromecast. I have no idea why. I guess because Castbox, whatever. Anyways, those it's always raw. So usually whenever I upload it to YouTube, it's always has any additional snippets or, you know, additional stuff, you know, just additional visual, just additional visual benefits. Regardless, so you know, first of all, I definitely wanted to just say I definitely love Star Wars. I love like what it stands for. I love the creativity behind it. I love that there's basically a multiracial entity. I guess, again, well, I guess more when I say that, there's more of like there's a lot of people that make this thing happen. They make this machine run. Although obviously, you know, to a standpoint, we don't have equal ratios of like 1 to 1. You know, one black person for every white person, for every Mexican, for every Arabic, for every, you know, blah blah blah. You know, the list goes on, et cetera, for every Caucasian, every Asian, every Chinese person. Anyways, it doesn't matter. That's not what I fucking want to talk about. You know, that like that's why the beauty of Star Wars it, that I see it. I mean, it is literally like another dimension if you want to look at it that way. It's another, it's another galaxy. I mean, come on, the start of the films, it says, from a galaxy far, far away, you know, and you know, obviously in a time long ago, so clearly, the beauty of it is the fact that it addresses many things that even happen in the present time. So a lot of the times it feels like we portray our human conditions into these fictional worlds, you know, but we look at it like something completely different, because it is, it's kind of a fantasy for our realm, for our being, for our reality. And I love that, you know. I know people gave a lot of hate when the prequels were coming out, because obviously, you know, they were very heavy on CG, and you know, that was the time for CG. It's just what it is, you know. People will do that because they think that this is what the audience wants, and obviously they're going to do that because, well, the audience is basically the one that makes these companies, corporations big in the first place. If it wasn't for an audience, or it wasn't for fans, obviously people would not grow, you know, companies would not grow. But because they are gaining so many fans and so many revenue from those fans, obviously they're growing. So even, you know, even then, I remember this time when this girl in a place I used to be employed at was saying that, oh, I don't want to support Amazon because of Jeff Bezos. He's just a fucking, you know, piece of shit, you know. Let's destroy the patriarchy. So, you know, they did that bullshit. And it was stupid because it doesn't fucking matter if you, with that one person, doesn't support this big-ass corporation that makes billions of dollars. I don't even know the statistics to it, so I'm not even going to fucking, you know, throw some far-fetched number out there. All I know is they make a shit ton of money. Regardless, it's this company isn't going to fucking dwindle or crumble just because that 1% stops buying from them. Truthfully, I buy from them because it's kind of fucking convenient, to be honest. There are some things that are kind of convenient and that are at a pretty damn affordable price. It's more of, yes, there's economic benefits to people like, I guess, you could say lower income, middle income, even people with higher income, they still order from Amazon. I mean, they really do suit almost any economic level. To be honest, it's a company. All they need is just financial support from whoever their fans are, whoever their audience base is. So again, it's not like they really care who you are as an individual. It's more if they're just trying to make money. So that's what it is. Yes, of course, there's a corporate aspect to Lucasfilm, but regardless, there's also a fan base that, you know, loves these stories. To be honest, whenever I play video games, that's all I care about is the storyline. That's anytime I play a video game, it's about the storyline. Like for example, with Halo, I love Halo so much because of the storyline. And I'm sure that game wasn't created by just, you know, Caucasian people. I'm sure there was, even in the credits, it shows it in the fucking credits. Come on, open your eyes, people. You know, I know they have the option to fucking skip the credits at the end of, like, almost every video game these days. But it's like, open your motherfucking eyes. They have so many different type of people. You can even see from the last name, first name. Oh, you're stereotyping first names and, you know, last names, Quan Ching, you know, for the Chinese division. Of course I'm going to fucking stereotype. Oh, Joseph Hernandez. You know, he's obviously Hispanic. No shit. Obviously our last names say a lot about who we are, what culture we come from. You know, last names, names that have like fucking 3, 4, 5 different names on them. You know, Jose Hernandez de la Cruz de la Próxima Salida, whatever, you know, whatever. Of course, some of the stereotypes are true. I think it's also better to fucking embrace those stereotypes. Anyways, so I didn't want to talk about this just because it seemed like it was a sheepish thing to do. You know, there's people covering the current thing that's happening with Gina Carano, Lucasfilm, Kathleen Kennedy, and Jon Favreau, and the other guy. I forget what his name is, but I think he's brilliant. Obviously, if it wasn't for that man's creative mind and obviously the team that worked with him, Star Wars: The Clone Wars, the animated series, probably wouldn't have come into fruition. And honestly, Star Wars: The Clone Wars is a brilliant, beautiful storyline and animation that came out. I'm glad it did. I'm glad the teams that created it, the animators, everybody, the developers, directors, the soundtrack artists, you know, the sound engineers, everyone, I'm glad they all came together to make that. For example, in that last podcast that I mentioned Assassin's Creed. The reason I mentioned that is because they do something beautiful at the start of their video games. Anytime you start up the video game, it always says, this is a diverse multicultural team with different political and different religious beliefs, and they all come together to make this really awesome, you know, video game. I think Assassin's Creed, there are definitely a few of them that were a bit of a miss because they were trying to cater to an audience And obviously, after they realized that catering to the audience wasn't really making them too much success, they went back to, you know, how they were previously making the video game, which was really awesome. Because, you know, with Assassin's Creed 1, they had some information that was actually provided through NASA, and which is fucking awesome. Like, holy crap, they're actually getting really solid, legitimate information. They're not just, you know, pulling this out of their assholes. I thought that was fucking awesome, you know. With Assassin's Creed 2, they're still doing the same thing. With Brotherhood, they're still going the same way. But again, they were implementing something that they felt was going to be pleasing to the audience. When it came to the multiplayer gameplay, which I actually did appreciate. I honestly could say I spent various hours playing multiplayer on Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I think that is one of definitely one of my favorite games, just because there's a lot of variety in it. There's definitely a lot of just, what is it? What would you say? Indulgence? No. Immersion. There's definitely a lot of immersion into the story and into the game. So, you know, I definitely mentioned Assassin's Creed Origins. I think that game was definitely extremely immersive, and it was beautiful. It is a masterpiece of a video game, to be honest. I haven't played the most recent one, which is the one that's takes place in, what is it, Athens? In times of, you know, Greek mythology. I haven't played that one yet. And I haven't played the Valhalla either. But hopefully, soon to come, I will have the advantage or the opportunity to play that, those games. Anyways, regardless, going back to Lucasfilm, Disney, and all that stuff. I think the prequels, they had their own beauty in a way. I know there's certain fans that are very biased on staying true to the, I guess you could say, puppeteering versions of the original trilogy. New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, and The Return of the Jedi. Obviously, I understand there's people that want to be quote-unquote truest or purists, which I think is complete bullshit, because again, if you're going to love the whole universe for what it is, then you're going to love all of it. Because I think one thing I've told many people in this world is that I think the beauty of our reality are the imperfections. And that makes it beautiful. Because if it was just all order and all harmony, I think people would get bored of that, especially the way our mentality works. We would get bored of that very easily and would create chaos. For example, we all love, glittering generalization, because obviously I'm putting all humanity into this pot, that we definitely do in our nature, in our genetics, do love chaos to an extent. We watch reality TV shows because they have a bunch of drama in it. You know, that's basically enough said right there. So right now, what's going on with this whole situation with Lucasfilms, Kathleen Kennedy, and, you know, blah, 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 is just, I mean, to be honest, drama. I do think that it was wrong for them to fire Gina Carano. I think she seemed brilliant. I was able to, as previously mentioned, watch her actual interview where she actually gets to speak out. I think it was like an hour-long interview, but then there was like an extra 20-so-on minutes if you paid for the Patreon or whatever it is, you know, the exclusive from Daily Wire. You get to listen to an additional 22 minutes or whatever. But to be honest, you pretty much got enough from that. She seemed like a very genuine person. She doesn't seem like she's trying to screw over anybody. But obviously people had, you know, different political views from her, which was fucking stupid. Just because she, you know, was openly conservative and other people are, you know, leftist liberals to the extreme. It was completely absurd. It was ridiculous. I was dumbfounded by it. I was mind-boggled. And I just lose so much faith in humanity because people aren't willing to fucking work together. They're not willing to put aside their their variables in opinions. There you go. Because people aren't willing to, conform or be open-minded to other people's opinions, they're basically gonna, you know, quote-unquote, cancel culture her. So it's stupid. I understand that people are going to trying to attack Pascal as well, or what the fuck is his name again? I don't remember. Pedro Pascal. I think that's what his name is. Anyways, because he also posted something very similar, you know, years before. But again, it's like people make mistakes all the fucking time, you know. So leave that shit alone. It's retarded, to be honest, to just continue like saying that kind of bullcrap, because like, again, we all make fucking mistakes. Every single one of us make mistakes, and the best thing we can do as humans is correct those mistakes as we go. You know, try not to commit those mistakes. You know, that's part of IQ. Basically, you know, how well you can adapt and how well you can correct mistakes that you've made. You know, how to make better decisions, better decision making. You know, better. Just being better in general. But anyways, all right, I'm going off track, and I'm about to start talking about things that I don't really care about. Anyways, I think it's mental. I obviously have, you know, read some things about that Kathleen Kennedy lady, and she does seem like she's very leftist and very biased, which is definitely stupid, and she does seem fake, 100%. I know in the previous podcast I mentioned it would be nice to sit down with her. To be honest, that seems unrealistic. I highly doubt that will ever happen. But even then, again, I always love to give humans a chance, you know. Unless they screw me over in a certain way, then that's when I'm like, all right, that person's a piece of shit. But regardless, I know that's kind of a far-fetched idea that I would ever be able to, you know, actually sit down and have a conversation with this person, because it doesn't seem like this person wants to even talk with anybody. So clearly, that's, again, a far-fetched idea. But regardless, I think that's about it that I have to say about that situation. I think things will resolve themselves as they need to be resolved. I hope that these stories can continue coming out from Star Wars in general, as they should. I, again, even with the, what do they call it? The new trilogy, the most recent trilogy, what is it? Episodes 7, 8, and 9. I think they're pretty cool. I think they were awesome. I think they were a nice outlet for, you know, girls. I mean, I have a daughter, and specifically, like, Rey. I did mention before, we did cosplays, and, you know, we had her cosplay Rey, and she looked freaking awesome. She looked great. She looked powerful, and it was nice, because I definitely don't want to raise a little girl that's, you know, very meek, sheepish, or, you know, can't stand up for herself. You know, it's not that I'm trying to make her feminist, because even then, I see many feminist extremists that are fucking mental. And it's like, again, I just, when it comes to being on the left or the quote-unquote right, it's stupid, because there are a lot of gray zones. You know, those gray zones allow us to meet with each other to, you know, find areas in our life that, oh, shit, no way, you like Star Wars too? Yeah, I love Star Wars, you know, blah, 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 so on and so forth. So, yeah, you know, these people, Kathleen Kennedy, would you consider as a Sith? Yeah, in a way, I can kind of do consider as a Sith. I mean, is she on the left side? Yeah, but the left side is at a point where it's, like, so extreme where they're basically canceling anybody who doesn't, you know, coincide with their ideals. And I think that's just fucking stupid. Why, how can they be good anymore? They're not. Now they've, you know, gained a certain power where they know that they can, you know, with these mom mentalities, they can actually, you know, just push their agendas, which is very, I'd say, cowardice. You know, they're definitely cowards, because then obviously if they were to see you in face, they would not say anything to you. They'd be too timid to say anything at all. You know, they would shake up, they would quiver. So, yeah, again, it's just ridiculous. I think it's very dumb. But what I was saying with the most recent trilogy of the Star Wars movies, that, you know, there was definitely good parts about it. I understand the bad parts, but again, there are always going to be naysayers in any walk of life, no matter what it is. I think in every aspect, you know, all these movies have one overall theme to them. I guess you could say, quote unquote, humanity. You know, what is that? You know, the fact that we make errors and we try to fix them along the way. So again, you know, a lot of these people that are supposed fans of Star Wars, again, these people only started following Star Wars because it became popular. To be honest, like, I mean, what, back in the 80s when Star Wars was first coming out, even if you've watched the 70s show, Eric Foreman, for example, you know, he was the only one that liked Star Wars in the group of his six friends. And everybody always made fun of him because he was, you know, this, like, you know, space nerd or whatever, you know, he liked Star Wars. It's like they always made fun of him. And I think people consistently made fun of anyone that liked Star Wars up until I think it was, it was definitely past 2010. It was like in 2012 maybe, when Star Wars started getting popular with the whole, with the just everybody, you know, the large community of humanity. And it kind of bothered me, because I was just in my head pondering the thought. It's like, I loved Star Wars ever since I first fucking knew about it. I think I was like maybe 6 or 7, I don't know, maybe earlier than that, when my dad first showed us the Star Wars movies. You know, I think it started off with Star Wars Legos. I think that's where my, you know, where it definitely started off for me. But anyways, it definitely made me upset, because people were starting into Star Wars that used to would ridicule it beforehand, but because it's something that became popular culture, now everybody and their moms love Star Wars, when in reality it's like, what the fuck, you hated Star Wars, you used to make fun of me because I love Star Wars, and I used to have to hide it from anybody that I love Star Wars. But now, you know, in the past 5-6 years, I've proudly been wearing Star Wars, and everybody fucking compliments. Everybody's like, oh, wow, that's a really cool Star Wars shirt. I love that Star Wars shirt, man. Yeah, it's so cool. It's like, really? You're only saying that because it's fucking popular these days. You know, it's only because it's, like, seen as a successful monetary engine. So, because of that, you know, people accept it these days. Just because it's fun, financial success is very clear and evident. But regardless, I still really love all these Star Wars stories. They all have good and pros and cons from it. Even recently, I actually started watching the Star Wars Rebels, which was originally aired on Disney XD on the Disney XD channel. At first, I didn't watch because I'm like, oh great, Disney, it finally came out with their version of Star Wars. But recently, I ended up watching it with a friend, you know, one episode. I'm like, oh, wow, this is actually really good. I don't know why I didn't watch it beforehand. I guess I was just, you know, prejudging it. I just had prejudice towards it because of, you know, the branding, labeling of Disney. You know, that's what turned me off. I'm like, ah, Disney's going to probably do something shitty with it, but blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so on and so forth. I gave it a chance, and I watched it. I was like, oh, this is really actually really brilliant. This is really fucking good. I'm glad that they readdressed some of the previous clone characters, like Captain Rex, from the Star Wars, the Clone Wars animated series. And, man, even that, the animated series ended off in a very beautiful note. Obviously, Ahsoka just leaving the majority of her stuff, and then the end of the episode, Darth Vader, you know, coming to that point where Ahsoka had left with the you know, basically the Ahsoka squad, where they all had the Ahsoka, basically face paint on their helmets. But anyways, all right, I'm getting lost of what I was, you know, going to and saying. I think people just really need to give it a chance, especially for those, I guess, quote-unquote purists. I think they need to give the prequels a chance. I mean, they were just doing what they thought was right. You know, people were really into CG, so they're like, all right, let's do CG. Let's do it. I mean, come on, even the Resident Evil movies, I think Resident Evil 4 and 5, they really went into 3D because, you know, at that time when those movies were coming out, 3D was like the fucking pinnacle of movies. You know, almost every movie out there at that time was doing 3D. And I think it did kind of ruin the movies because, you know, again, a lot of the budgeting was going into, you know, the 3D production. But obviously, you know, they went back and like, oh, wait, you know what? That was kind of a trend, but we're going to go back to our original success. And so, you know, with the 7, 8, and 9 on Star Wars, they obviously went back to kind of a formatting style of, you know, the 4, 5, and 6 episodes in Star Wars. So I definitely appreciate that. I definitely would say there's a lot of beauty in it. So I think just give it a chance. You know, what do you have to lose, really, other than your opinion and you're biased? That's about it. And, you know, just opening up your mind a bit more. All right. So that's enough about Star Wars. The other thing I wanted to address that I had previously spoken on the previous podcast was about Disney, and specifically, you know, like my favorite movie, Rapunzel. Definitely like it a lot. I definitely think they did a really great job in it, and kind of rounding out the character not to be this, like, you know, meek, sheepish, you know, reliant woman, or, you know, very dependent woman. I think they made her very independent. They definitely made her very strong, brave, and, well, just courageous, and, you know, willing to learn new things. I also think a bonus was that Mandy Moore voiced Rapunzel. That's a fucking bonus. But anyways, yeah, it was overall a really great movie. There was definitely a lot to it. I'm not going to talk about it because I'm sure there's other people you can, you know, go listen to that and talk about Rapunzel a bit more. But anyways, Disney has, in my eyes, definitely grown from what it used to be. Or maybe I just never looked at it the way certain people looked at it. So I think, for example, visiting Disneyland, I think that was a great experience. I think that was fantastic. I know I definitely proposed to my wife officially, or not even, I guess I wouldn't even say officially, I say in a more special way, because I proposed to her in front of the Haunted Mansion when it was, you know, Halloween themed. So when I say that, I mean the Nightmare Before Christmas themed. I think that was fucking awesome, because, you know, we went on the ride, and then we went to, I think the, what is it, the one with the water log, and we got stuck there, so we had to wait, and, you know, till the maintenance crew, you know, got us out of there after half an hour, and because of that, they're like, you know what, here, you guys, you got a ticket, go on any ride, and just cut the line. And we're like, oh shit, no way, that's fucking awesome. So we did, and you know what, I was gonna say, I ended up telling one of the people over there at the Nightmare Before Christmas attraction, it's like, you know what, hey, can you guys give me a second and, you know, take a picture, because I'm gonna propose to my wife. They're like, oh shit, no way. And so I proposed to my wife in there, and I mean, unfortunately she said yes. No, I'm just kidding, yeah, she said yes. But it was so cool because we actually got to ride that ride, just, you know, just the three of us, because we had our daughter with us, and we were, what are you doing? Oh my goodness. I'm just messing around. I was just kidding. Trying to get a reaction, you dingus. Anyways, it was so really cool because we were actually able to go on the ride, I think that day, a total of three times. And we were able to see, you know, even the show afterwards. And again, the fireworks are fucking amazing.
You got to see the water display, like,
halfway. Yeah, the water display. Yeah, exactly. That's the one I was trying to say. So we got to see the water display plus the end of the night fireworks, which was fucking awesome, which is so great. Okay, so apparently, yeah, sorry, magic of color. But, anyways, it was awesome. It was a freaking... yeah, uncultured swine. What a fucking duck. So yeah, it was brilliant. I loved it. I think I definitely plan to revisit Disneyland here in the future. It's definitely been an awesome experience. And no, like I said in the previous podcast, it's not as expensive as it might sound. I mean, clearly, if you're trying to stay there a whole week or, you know, 4 or 5 days, then sure, it could get expensive, but I mean, obviously that just depends on your perspective. The days that you lose from work, especially if that's not covered under, like, you know, let's say vacation pay, and obviously, you know, the distance traveled, you know, paying for that, paying for food while you're there, you know, lodging, blah blah blah, you know, the list goes on and on. Obviously it can be expensive, but it's just a matter of perspective. It's a matter of if you're able to, you know, to get that time off. But anyways, as things stabilize, especially with COVID and regulations, I hope that maybe this year, or if not the year after, in 2022, we can go visit. But anyways, I'm going to try to take advantage for sure, because, I mean, this life does not last very long. I've definitely had, in the past 4 years, a good amount of really awesome people, you know, go on to the next life. So I'm going to definitely try to cherish these moments as much as I can with myself, my family, and hopefully we're all in good health, and hopefully all you people are in good health as well, and you get to enjoy, live your life as if it were your last. Truthfully, I think you should. I think you should definitely live every day as if it were last. So do everything you want to do. You know, don't live on regrets, as I think that's definitely not a life to live for. There's definitely no benefits to it. And that being said, I think I think that was basically everything that I wanted to address from the previous podcast. Again, no, I do not expect ever in this life to actually sit one-on-one with that lady, Kathleen Kennedy, because I doubt that'll ever happen. For many reasons, but anyways, I guess it wouldn't really matter. I think Twitter mobs are kind of crazy. They're extreme, for sure. I think, for the most part, yeah, I've addressed everything I wanted to readdress, I guess with more specifics to why I maybe said the things I said. I think it was, the main reason I really wanted to record this is because in the past one, I felt like it was a bit dry. You know, I felt like it was, I didn't really have much enthusiasm. You know, I didn't feel passionate about the topic because, again, it was more of, it was definitely coincidence, because I definitely wanted to do a podcast specifically on my views and opinions on Disney. Even then, it didn't even really get, I guess, too specific, even on this one. But that's fine. That's okay. You know, I definitely want to be able to speak my mind and not just, like, pull shit out of my ass just like Lucasfilms is currently doing. All right, so I guess I lied. I did have a little bit more to say. I came to the realization that, you know, people still definitely have a view of Disney like I did, I'd say, 6-7 years ago. You know, I definitely didn't really want to have anything to do with it. Did I consider Pixar Disney? Not really, even though it's a subsidiary of Disney. But regardless, yeah, people are, you know, they still aren't fond of Disney to begin with, and that's fine. You know, I'd say have your own opinion on it. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think that's perfectly fine to, you know, develop your own opinion about it. But I'd say just, if anything, just well-round yourself on just educating yourself about it. Even its background, just educating yourself about, you know, everything, even the movies. Sure, a lot of the Disney princess movies, they kind of seem a little bit too surfacey. And what I mean by that is, what is it? What were you calling me the other day? Conceited? No, not conceited. What?
An uncultural swine?
No.
Oh, that's what I called you the other day.
when it comes to, like, you know, caring more about looks.
Superficial.
Superficial. There you go. Yeah, that's what it was. So I know that I can agree that at first glance. Obviously, Disney princess movies, they appear like it's a superficial thing. No, I'd say it's not. There's definitely more to it. You know, if you read the story, if you actually, you know, pay attention to what's going on. I mean, sure, they have those moments, those, you know, scenes where it does seem like it's just superficial, but you know, it's really not. There are certain values if you can digest it or really analyze it properly. But again, it really depends on you. You know, how you teach it. Obviously, your kids are probably going to watch it regardless, you know, because I guess there's people that are offended that kids watch Disney, which is kind of silly. I mean, again, I had my misconceptions about it as well. You know, there were certain people that grew up on it, but it was more of they were developing their perspective of it on it on their own. You know, they didn't have, like, parents telling them, oh, yeah, you know, this and that. And even some parents, you know, again, they were raised to be superficial. They were, you know, raised to, you know, just look at the surface of everything. And that's completely understandable. But, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with Disney, particularly. Like, especially, you know, and what I mean by that. I mean, it's cartoons, it's movies. I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong. I guess, do they overwork some of their employees? Like, you know, and I mean, like, you know, cast actors sometimes. I mean, I'm sure there's some people that have bad experiences. I used to be a manager, and I definitely had some employees who they could probably say something weird about it, and their view would be completely skewed or, you know, definitely, like, off-centered or biased. You know, maybe at the same time, they just want to, you know, defame whatever, you know, a person, a company, just because, you know, out of boredom or just because they're, you know, douchebags. But anyways, I think I definitely have an open opinion when it comes to Disney. I'm definitely not biased about it. There's definitely pros and cons. I mean, there really is pros and cons to anything and everything, but it just really depends on how you decide to view it. And that being said, I guess I'll just conclude with that. I mean, whether you support Disney or don't support Disney, I mean, that's totally up to you. I don't think they're going to really be hurt too much if that happens. I think there's a majority of people that are not supporting Disney because, again, it's kind of like this whole fad thing, you know. People, they start following trends. So they're like, oh, which side should I choose? I mean, a lot of people do bag on one another because it's like, oh, you should choose my side because, you know, blah, 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 because this is the right thing to do. I get it, you know. I understand where you're coming from. Personally, I don't think Gina Carano needs any of us fighting for her, although it has done something positive, to be honest. I mean, fortunately, she's been able to shine some light on just her experience, but again, she even doesn't want to defame anybody. She just wants to, you know, continue living her life, and it was an unfortunate thing, you know, what happened to her. But, you know, as far as I can tell, she seems like she's understanding that, you know, this is another obstacle in her path, just like we all have obstacles in our path. But anyways, do I still support Disney? To be honest, I like what the creators put out sometimes. Do some of their creators have skewed political views or religious views or whatever? I mean, I guess so. But for the most part, I haven't really been seeing anything too awful or something that I'd be like, oh no, daughters, you know, turn your eyes away from that. At the same time, you gotta kind of have open mind. It's like, oh, you could turn something good into a bad thing or something bad into a good thing. You know, it's like, it just really depends how you teach your kids. I think you can't really blame Disney all too much. You gotta, you know, blame, look at yourself as well, and you know, just see what your what kind of values you're implementing into your children. Because I think overall, I think that's where most people dislike it, because again, they think it's just the values of superficial values, when in reality it's not. I mean, there's definitely a lot of different there's so much, you know, there's so much variety in Disney. So I think they also have the chance to evolve from this and, you know, really learn and teach themselves what they, you know, should and shouldn't do. But I don't know, I think they also shouldn't focus on their political agendas or views, which that also just skews things in weird fucking ways that just don't function for anybody. But anyways, I hope you can, all of you can find peace and really just not be swayed by, you know, other people's opinions being forced down your throat. Again, believe what you want to believe. Go about how you want to go. Just live the best life without, you know, causing harm to anybody else. But anyways, all right. Good night. Buenas noches. Guten Morgen. Guten Nacht. And arigato gozaimasu. See you next time. I'll link, you know, my other episodes and whatnot up on the top. And thank you for checking in. So, bye-bye. Subscribe, like, appreciate it.